Lord, I thank you for fathers today, and especially for godly fathers. And I just ask, Lord Jesus, that you would speak to us through your word when we have the instructions here in your word. What we're to teach them, how we're to teach them, when we're to teach them. And Lord, now, Holy Spirit, be our teachers. We continue to look into the book of Deuteronomy. Open up our hearts and our ears to be receptive. And in the name and in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind Satan today. That your word, that your spirit might move in a powerful way, Lord Jesus. In his name I pray. Amen. If you have your Bibles today, turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6. And it talks about how fathers are to teach our children. Deuteronomy 6, beginning at verse 4. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God. The Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up." It says, "Hear, O Israel." The word "hear" is the Hebrew word "shema." And literally, that word means "listen." Kind of a strong word, but yet this passage of Scripture was kind of a statement of faith by the children of Israel. Listen to me. Fathers, we need to listen to the Lord. And then he tells us what to do here. Love the Lord your God. Don't be ashamed of your God. Show your kids that you love him. That you love him with all your heart. And with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these commandments I give you today are to be upon your hearts. It should be impressed upon us so greatly, this love that God has for us. And then he wants us to tell it to our children. And he says, impress them upon your children. Talk to them when you're sitting at home. Boy, this verbal communication today is going down the tubes because everybody's looking at their phones. They don't know how to talk to each other anymore. It says, talk to your children. In your homes, when you're walking down the road, talk to them. Tell them how much God loves you. And when you lie down at night, and when you get up, it should be the very first thing on your minds. Men, that's important. Because I know you guys that are in business. You barely wake up in the morning and the phone is ringing and people are trying to get a hold of you and making plans for the day. And you hardly have time to think about the Lord. None of you are busy, I'm sure. But there's a lot of distractions in that. And then there's so much in here. Go down to verse 10. When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, a land with large, flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You know, when God starts blessing us, don't forget him. Don't put your trust in that stuff. Because it can disappear as fast as it comes. Don't forget the Lord. And then it says, fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oaths in his name. Do not follow other gods, the gods of the people around you, for the Lord your God, who is among you, is a jealous God, and his anger will burn against you, and he will destroy you from the face of the land. Interesting. God is jealous over our love. God is jealous over our hearts because they belong to him. Over to chapter 11 of Deuteronomy. Some great verses. Beginning at verse 13. And in this, there's a lot of if and then statements. And you gotta look at those. If this is so, then do this. Okay? Verse 13. So if you faithfully obey the commands that I give you today to love the Lord your God and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will send rain on your land in its season, both autumn and spring rains, so that you may gather in your grain, new wine, and oil. I will provide grass in the field for your cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied. Be careful, or you will be enticed and worship other gods and bow down to them. Then the Lord's anger will burn against you, and he will shut the heavens so that it will not rain, and the ground will yield no produce, and you will soon perish from the good land the Lord is giving you. Fix these words of mine in your heart and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children. Talk about them when you sit at home, when you walk along the road, when you lie down, and when you get up. God keeps repeating these things. There's a reason for that. Because they're so important. And don't be enticed by other gods, because that'll be your downfall. Go over to verse 22. If, here's an if statement again, if you carefully observe all these commands I am giving you to follow, to love the Lord your God and walk in all his ways and hold fast to him, then the Lord will drive out these nations before you, and you will dispossess nations larger and stronger than you, and every place where you set your foot will be yours. Your territory will extend from the desert of Lebanon and from the Euphrates River to the Western Sea. My, you're going to be a strong people. And they were to conquer nations. And they did. However, they forgot God. You know, it happens kind of subtle, doesn't it? You know, the cycle of the Old Testament is intermarriage, idolatry, turning away from the Lord, and then it comes to repentance. That cycle keeps going. And he was warning them about this. And you know, the Israelites crossed the Jordan at flood stage. They set up a historical marker at Gilgal to be a reminder to the next generation of what the Lord has done. How about historical markers in our lives? Have you got some? A place where you can see that pile of 12 stones that are firmly planted and can't be moved. Historical markers. It was at this place that I gave my heart to Jesus. Or it was this particular teacher that brought me to a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. It was in this home that we had our devotions. We had a kick out of our youngest grandson, Ezekiel. He was baptized here. And he's full of life. But David, our son, was telling them when they have their devotions and they have list their prayer requests, they say, Zeke, now you can't pray first. Because if he prays for everything. And there's nothing left for anybody else to pray. So they let him pray last. And he's kind of the cleanup man. Anything anybody forgot, he prays for. And he's such a delight. And then he told Grandma and myself, he said, I pray for you. He said, I could pray all night. Oh, that I could say that about all the grandkids, but doesn't that just melt your heart? There's a saying, and unfortunately it's quite true. It's easier to teach a child how to make a living than it is to teach them how to live. You know, we all like our children to be prosperous and blessed and so forth. That's normal, natural, good. But if you teach them how to live, they'll be able to make a living. It's so important, people. The rest of this stuff doesn't matter, but teach them how to live. And the living will take care of itself. Oh, how we fail in that department. And then turn with me to Deuteronomy 28. I just picked the first 14 verses because they're the blessings. The last part of the chapter are the curses. And I want to dwell on the positives of what it means to be blessed. It says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all nations on earth, and all these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. There's a condition here. It's called obedience. And then it goes on and it lists the blessings. Blessed will be your city and the country. Blessed will be your womb. You know, years ago we didn't hear of much. There have always been some issues in childbearing. But years ago, we had a lot less than we do today. People are born with all kinds of issues. But he said, if you obey me, I'll bless your womb. Goes on. Blessed are your crops and livestock, calves and lambs. I'm going to bless them. Blessed is your basket and your kneading trough. And this kneading trough was first of all for storage. And second, it was for preparing bread. A very important part of everyday life. Blessed will be your coming in and your going out. Whatever you do, God will bless you if you obey my commands. Blessed, you will defeat your enemies and they'll flee seven ways. You will lend to other nations and will borrow from no one. Boy, we got that mixed up today, don't we? Blessed will be your barns and everything you put your hand to. Can you imagine? Simply by obeying the Lord and keeping his commandments, he's going to bless us. Everything you put your hand to. I can hardly fathom that. It's huge. Blessed in the land the Lord will give you. Blessed are the holy people if you keep this command and walk in his ways. You'll be called a holy people. And a result in verses 10 and 11. The result will be you will be a testimony and they will fear you. When we represent the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives, they fear us. Do I understand that? No. But you know what? We become the smell of death to some people. People will fear you. You know, sometimes we're too ashamed of our Lord. And we try to hide it. For what? Share it and be feared by the Lord and by the people around you. There should be a Holy Spirit presence wherever we go. There's something different about you and you and you. Tremendous. We're going to be a testimony. Verse 12 and 13, a storehouse of his bounty, rain in season, spring, autumn, and spring rains will come. About time God's people live like God's people. And a verse from Isaiah. Isaiah 61, verse 3. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, for the display of His splendor. Think about an oak tree. We become oaks of righteousness. One of the strongest trees there are. A planting of the Lord. What for? For ourself? For the splendor of the Lord. It's a tree that shines forth its beauty and worships the Lord. Never forget, an evangelist came to our church when I was a young fellow, and the church service was over, and we were standing outside. And his name was Burger Rodney. You can't forget a name like that. And he stepped out the door, and there was a bunch of us young guys, and all of a sudden, Burger, he pointed up at that tree. He says, even the leaves of the trees clap their hands to their maker. Isn't that amazing? A simple tree puts us to shame, doesn't it? We're to show forth the splendor of the Lord. Have you got individuals in your life that have been oaks of righteousness? People you can go to when you have a need? Someone who's stable, someone who's firm, someone who shows forth the splendor of God. I've had people like that in my life that have mentored me and poured their lives into me. Oh, I am so grateful for the oaks of righteousness. Chris and I were just out to the cemetery a couple weeks ago. Paid our respects to our loved ones. There were a lot of oaks of righteousness out there. And I might have said this before, but Chris and I have put up our headstone and written an epitaph. And it says, nothing is more important in all of life than knowing and loving the Lord Jesus Christ. And everybody who walks by there and reads that are witness to. Oh, let's be oaks of righteousness. Fathers, let's be obedient and teach our children, because there's nothing more important. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you for our time today. There's oaks of righteousness in this church too that have been such a blessing to me. And Lord, we fail you so often. But Lord, I pray that we would be the godly men and women that we're supposed to be. And Holy Spirit, would you teach us how to do that? And Lord, may we never quit praying for our loved ones till they come to know Christ. And Father, I just praise you today and love you. Bless the people here now in Jesus' name. Amen.